COVID outbreak at Kent Asylum Detention Center. Napier is not fit for purpose. Eric Segal, Kent Socialist Party. The dilapidated Napier Army Barracks in Folkestone became the home of 400 asylum seekers 5 months ago. They are desperate people in fear for their lives. Many have still not even had their asylum claims processed. Jennifer Blair of human rights charity Helen Bamber Foundation said, "Doctors from our charity have assessed camp residents and are seeing a deterioration in people's health and welfare. The longer people are kept in these conditions, the more desperate they are becoming." With news of a COVID outbreak at the camp, 100 asylum seekers who tested negative were removed. But 180 who tested negative and 120 who tested positive were left behind together and told to isolate for a further 10 days. Those remaining fear that they are unable to self-isolate because they are forced to remain in close proximity to each other in the barracks. The despair and anger at the camp erupted on Friday, causing a major incident. 3 fire engines were called to put out a fire in one of the dilapidated blocks. Police in huge numbers blocked the roads leading to and from the barracks. "I was threatened with a COVID fine by the police while I was trying to report for the socialist on the desperate situation developing." The asylum crisis was compounded by recent government plans to end the Dubs Agreement to take unaccompanied child asylum seekers. This is undoubtedly due to pressure from local councils like Kent. The Socialist Party says take the contract for housing asylum seekers out of the hands of private profiteering landlords. Home Secretary Priti Patel must resign. Socialists and trade unionists must counter attempts of racists and the far right to exploit the issue of asylum seekers and raise the demand for jobs, homes and services for all, not racism. Defend the right to asylum.